Hey, stranger. Happy late Valentine's Day. Mind if I come in? Thanks. Oh, gosh. I'm so sorry about yesterday. Yeah, I know. I told my manager I requested off yesterday to make sure that that wouldn't happen, but I don't know. Somehow she forgot or something, one of my coworkers got sick. And so she asked me to cover for her, and so I had to come in. Yeah, I know, I'm so sorry about the whole dinner reservations and all that jazz. Yeah, I'm really sorry. But hey, at least we have today together. It's the 15th. It's not the 14th, but hey, we're only a day off. Yeah, I brought the ingredients you wanted. I still don't know why you asked me to get such random ones, though. Yeah, no problem, it's no big deal. I mean, it's the least I could do. No, yeah, thank you. Thank you for having me over. I know this whole, with me being at work yesterday, we couldn't really celebrate the day we wanted to, and really couldn't really do what we planned, but hey, I mean, if I'm being honest, I don't really mind as long as I'm with you. Yeah, I know that was disgustingly cheesy, whatever. I know you secretly enjoy it when I say shit like that anyways. But, we should probably start prepping for dinner. I'm actually very curious to see what you're planning on making with these ingredients, and I'm very hungry right now. You gotta always remember to wash your hands for at least 20 seconds, you know? So, you made me bring these ingredients without telling me what we're going to be making. No, I couldn't figure out the dishes based on these three ingredients. You made me buy olive oil, miso, and peppercorns, or as you like to call them, pepper balls. Maybe you're making some sort of miso soup alongside some other dishes. I seriously don't know. Oh, that actually sounds really good. We're gonna be eating good tonight! Yeah, I washed my hands, I got my apron on already, yeah. Totally ready to go. I can cut up these vegetables if you want, while you can get the pan going. Cool. So, where'd you find this recipe? Really? I love them! I watch them all the time. I think the videos are really great. You know, it's something about the way they use a wok in those videos. Ugh, it's just so mesmerizing. I think that woks are like the coolest pans ever. They're so round and big, and you can really do so much with them. My personal favorite video of theirs is their fried rice one. Yeah, that one was so cool. When they flipped, oh my god, yes! You know, I honestly wish I had a wok, but our kitchen at home is just way too small to store something that big. And, hey, do you even turn on the stove? So I turn around to see that you have yet to turn the stove on, but instead you're leaning against the counter watching me cut vegetables. You're so cute. Come on, get the stove on. These veggies won't cook themselves. Do you remember that one time you made me read your cover letter for your job application and you wrote, you have to you be a hard worker? In your defense, you said you wrote it at 2 a.m. So it does make sense that it didn't make sense, but still. Gosh, that was so funny. It still gets me every time I think about it. Gosh, I could just stare at you all day. You're so handsome. My beautiful boy. I actually, wrote something for this. I know it's a little awkward and cheesy, but I thought it'd be nice to put my thoughts into words and, share them with you. So here goes nothing. Hi, it's me, Koi. But it's not like you didn't know that. Gosh, this is awkward. I decided to write this out because I wanted to tell you some things and I just didn't know how to. I wanted to start by saying thank you. Thank you for being here. For always being here. In the darkest times, when I needed someone the most, you were always there by my side. I never thought that I would be able to find someone as amazing as you. We've both been through a lot. We've been through our ups and downs, and we've seen each other at our best and both at our worst. Even though we've had some rough patches and some bumps along the road, we both decided to stay. And I'm so glad that we did, because I really feel like we both made the right choice. Something about you just feels right. I don't know how to say it or describe it or put it into words, but something about you just makes me feel at peace. I used to think I knew what love was. I used to think that it was liking someone's presence and just being attracted to them. But I don't think I ever fully understood what it really meant to love someone until I met you. You know, I think now love is just constantly thinking about them. There's lots of definitions, but this is mine. Just, for me, I just constantly think about you, just making up hundreds of scenarios in my mind, just playing out scene after scene in hopes that one day they'll become reality. Love is being in the same space with them without just sitting there and just not even talking, but still feeling so satisfied. Love is a sense of rightness. Is that even a word? I mean, who really cares? When I met you, I felt like a switch just went off in my mind. Like, ding dong. Not ding dong, ding ding ding. You finally found them. The love of your life. I've never really been with many people, so I guess I don't really know a lot about this whole relationship stuff, but one thing I definitely do know is that I love you so much. And I can't wait to spend more time with you and make all those little dreams come true. And I could just sit here and list all the little things that I love about you, but that takes too long, so I'll end this with one more thing. I love you. Whoa, hi, I love you. Let's get this off of you. Yeah, you look good with this on, but you look better without it. I'll take my shirt off too. Yes, for once I'm wearing not a sports bra. I thought it'd be nice for a change. Plus, it's fun to dress up sometimes, although this is sadly coming off too. Now, where were we? Right. Fuck, I can feel you getting hard underneath me. Do I turn you on that much? You're such a little slut. How cute. What's wrong? What's wrong? Is something wrong, baby? You keep looking away from me. Is something wrong? Oh, nothing's wrong. Okay. Then you wouldn't mind if I just played with your nipples, right? I know how sensitive they are, baby. I know. But you like it, right? Of course you do. Such a good little boy. You wouldn't mind if I just sucked on them a bit, right? Right? You don't mind, right? Oh, you're such a good boy. Does it feel good? It does. Oh, I know it does, baby. I know. Oh, you make such sweet little moans. Fuck. Okay. Okay. Fuck. 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 I can feel you so deep. Oh, inside me. Fuck, you feel good. Oh, you like mommy's tight little cunt wrapped around your cock, huh? God, I love you. No, you're not allowed to come. No. Not until I give you permission. You're gonna keep fucking me. What's wrong, baby? What's wrong? You wanna come? You wanna come? Oh, how cute. No. I'm not gonna let you come. What do you think this is? No. How pathetic. Wait, what are you doing? What are you... What? What's going on? No, you didn't give me permission to speak. I'm sorry. No, I'm sorry. I won't do it again. I'm sorry. Fuck. I'm sorry. I'm sorry for teasing you. I'm sorry. I won't do it again. I'm sorry. Please just keep fucking me. Fuck. I'm sorry. I love you. No, I won't come until you give me permission. I'm sorry. Fuck. No, please. I can't breathe. No. Fuck. I'm sorry. No, I don't need to breathe. All I need is your coke. I'm sorry. Please just. I'm sorry, I'm your little slut. I'm such a fucking whore. I'm sorry for misbehaving. Daddy. Fuck you. Would you play with my clit like that? No, don't stop. Please don't stop. Please don't stop. Oh my god, fuck. Fuck, I'm getting close, please. Let me come, please. Please, I promise I'll be good. Please, just let me come, please. Please, I need to come. I'm gonna come. Fuck, you won't see. I'm gonna thank you.
Well, that was fun. God, I love you. sorry to get sappy really quickly, but what I said earlier about that whole little spiel, that was all. I've been wanting to say that to you for a while. Yeah, you really do mean so much to me, and I really do love you. I'm so thankful to have someone as amazing as you in my life. Thank you for always being my little baby. Yes, I'm your baby too. Come on, let's go. Let's get you cleaned up. We already did the dishes and cleaned the table, so we just need to get ourselves clean. Yeah, we can go take a shower. A nice warm shower sounds good. Yeah. I mean, sex is great, but cuddles? Chef's kiss. Thank you for an amazing Valentine's Day, baby.